You're listening to the Screaming Pods Network.
Open 5 a.m. Friday with huge savings on the gifts everybody wants. Don't miss our incredible six-hour special.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everybody's Christmas gift at the same place? Maybe you can. I'll let you in on a little secret. The Holiday Gift Center at Blockbuster. After all, everybody has a favorite movie. And who has more favorites than Blockbuster? Besides having more movies to rent, they also have more movies to give. Oh, plus they have all kinds of video games for the kids. So take care of everybody on your list. Make it a Blockbuster holiday.
Welcome to this episode of Just the Disc. My name's Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. I have my good pal Rob Galuzzo with me here for a short little special collector's mentality episode. We've done a few of these in the past, and if you haven't heard those, I highly recommend checking them out. This is something we're just calling Black Friday shopping. We're going to talk about some stuff we just bought through the Black Friday sale, and you know, some shopping tips, etc.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me, Rob.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure. People seem to like those collector mentality episodes.
There's some collectors that listen to this show, I think.
Yes. And let's be candid. We were actually about to record another episode, and I suggested a quickie Black Friday, because who else but fellow collectors are going to understand this compulsion that happens every year on Black Friday? And no, I do not leave the apartment. I stick specifically to online deals because I don't want to wait in a long line to get a discount on like a Fast and Furious movie or something.
Screw that, man. No, I'm the same way. I stay the hell away from in-store. Not that I don't want to support brick and mortar places, but ultimately it's just not worth the effort. And there's plenty of better deals ultimately for the stuff I want online.
Yes. This is where I take full advantage, and I went overboard this year. I don't know about you, but
I did.
Well, and here's what I do. I've recommended it before, and if you're a fellow collector, you probably already know this, but blue-ray.com.
Yes.
Is where all your deals are. You go to deal by day. But on the week of Black Friday, I am constantly refreshing that newest deals button.
Yes, I'm doing the same thing. And in fact, I may be upgrading to 4K finally. So then there's a tab you can go to where you select specific formats for you. There's the 3D tab. There's also the 4K tab, and just regular Blu-rays. You can do best deals, which is giving you a group of some of the most discounted stuff.
Yeah.
And then lowest prices, which is what I did for the 4K setup. I'm like, oh, what do we have here? Yep. You know, oh, Halloween, $7.99. Boom, done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the lowest prices. The one thing I don't like about Amazon is sometimes you'll find a price so low and get all excited, like, I can't wait to get it for $3.99. Click on there and it's this stupid Amazon add-on feature.
Hate it.
Hate it. Because basically, the way it works is the only way to get it for that price is if you order more than $25 worth of stuff, which I probably just did 5 minutes ago. So can't you add it on to my previous order?
Yeah, why can't we just edit an order and be able... Yeah, that is a bummer. I don't even tweet those anymore because I've gotten complaints from people. They're like, well, this isn't really... I'm like, you know what? You're right. And I'm not going to support that.
Wow. So I started as early as last... Basically, the Monday of is when the deals come, but I try to hold off because as low as prices get, the lowest they usually get is on actual Black Friday. And even then, like one of the things I bought was Hereditary for $10, and then the day after it was $7.99, which is, it's the struggle. It's always a dollar or two, but if it's low enough, then you just got to go for it.
Well, here's another question I have. How do you feel about Cyber Monday?
I think it's all the same thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just the weekend, because I just hosted my first Black Friday sale through the Epic Pictures web store for all the Dread Central titles. It's also applying on Amazon, and everyone asked me like, oh, do we do it just for Friday? Do we do Cyber Monday? And I was like, just let it run the whole weekend. And I think a lot of other people have taken that philosophy and run with it. I think Vinegar Syndrome, Severin, they're all doing it all weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. But I feel like Amazon also likes to say Cyber Monday deals coming, and I found myself really disappointed when I'm looking at Black Friday prices and being like, okay, that's pretty good. Maybe it'll come in lower on Monday, and it doesn't. And the Cyber Monday deals have been a bust for me the past couple years. Maybe this year will be better. We're obviously recording this before Cyber Monday at this point, but I don't know. There's a couple I have, especially 4K titles that I have in my wish list right now that I'm like, okay, that's okay, but maybe I could do better, but I'm probably not going to if I'm waiting for Cyber Monday.
You know, it really has to be a matter of that price point, and if you think it's worth pulling the trigger, that you're not going to feel... Like, I don't feel bad about a $2, $3 difference on Hereditary, because it's a fairly new movie.
Sure.
So to get it for 10 bucks is... My price points are 10 and less. I will not even hesitate under 5 bucks.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, oh my God, it's under $5. The new one now is $7.99.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a little reluctant on that, but I did it for a lot of the... I love getting all the DC animated stuff. And that tends to go for $20-$25 when it's first released, and then eventually goes down a little bit. So to me, $7.99 is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely for those.
And yeah, so I guess we should just list what we got.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm curious.
We can start with the labels you approached, if that's a thing, or
no,
Amazon.
No, I don't do labels.
No labels?
I didn't do any of the labels I stuck. Here's the thing. I like supporting the labels 99% of the time, and I support them all year round. Black Friday is really my opportunity to take advantage of the studios.
I like it.
Because I really don't care about them, and I don't feel I should pay them because of how shitty they treat us independents all year round. So I have no guilt whatsoever that I got things like... My first purchases were Last of the Mohicans and Hacksaw Ridge for $5.
Nice.
I still
haven't seen Hacksaw.
I haven't seen it either, but again, it's like a $5 gamble. It's like the same as renting it.
Yeah, so we've talked about this in the past. Like, I don't really rent because that money I always see as a loss that could have been put towards a purchase, personally.
Yeah, 100%. I also got Deadpool 2. I went for the 4K version because it was only $9, and it comes with the Blu-ray, the 4K, the digital, the super duper cut.
Nice.
And I'm like, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. Animated-wise, the new Constantine movie. There's a DC Constantine movie along with The Death of Superman, which is now the second Death of Superman animated movie. Let's see. Hereditary, which I mentioned. Insidious, The Last Key.
Mm.
I own them all, and I just felt like I needed to be a completist. I got Halloween 4K, the original.
Seems to me you're just plain scared.
Yes. Yeah, I am... I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
I have a 4K TV. I don't have a 4K regular player. My 4K player is my region-free one, so I'd have to switch regions and go nutty there, but... Something like Halloween, I feel like I should. I already own 8,000 versions of it on VHS, DVD, freaking Laserdisc. I feel like you can rebuy that as many times as you want. So Halloween, let's see. The Batman Gotham by Gaslight Blu-ray.
Nice.
Excellent animated movie with Jennifer Carpenter doing the voice of Selina Kyle.
Yeah, I actually covered that with Raven on this show.
Oh, wow. Did she like it?
She did. It's a little racy at the end there.
It's a little racy and violent for what it is.
You know, I'm probably a bad parent, but she likes the Batman stuff. So I was like, this will be fun. And she got into it. There's a mystery aspect to it. And she likes that kind of engaging stuff. So.
Well, if people don't know, it's one of the Elseworld stories, which is something that DC does in the comics that's really cool, where they take their characters and they put them in a completely different time and setting. And so this is a Batman story set during the Jack the Ripper murders, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah. I remember reading the comics. I think it's based on, but that was such a neat idea to put him in that time period.
Well, it was Mike Mignola who created Hellboy.
That's right.
So he did that one. Christmas-wise, I got Christmas Vacation. I got A Christmas Story on Blu-ray. I didn't realize I didn't have either of them yet.
Wow.
And those were major blind spots. Let's see. God, there's a lot. Arachnophobia, I got on Blu-ray for $5.99.
Oh, sweet.
What is it?
It's hard to say. Would anybody object if I tore this floor out?
I would.
False alarm, then lead on.
How bad is it?
Shh.
I didn't find a thing. Go figure.
Well, then why is all the wood rotting?
I'll tell you why. Bad wood.
Well, so what do we do?
Tear out bad wood. Put in good wood.
My husband thought this would make a good wine cellar.
Oh, yeah? I collect beer cans myself. I got a rare 74 Miller Lite with a misprint on the label. Only 100 or so cans in circulation. The husband just might want to take a gander.
The new Strangers movie, which I saw on Amazon Prime, and I kind of liked it. So it was like, it's like $7.99. So I was like, all right, I'll bite the bullet on that one. Animated again, the Teen Titans Judas Contract movie. That was one of those $3.99 add-ons. And I'm like, sure, I'm past 25 now. Sky's the limit. And then there's like a Lego DC The Flash movie, which is also at that super low price point. So I was like, I can't resist that.
Yeah.
There's more.
Let's keep it going. Let's hear.
Two Blumhouse ones. I got Happy Death Day and Blumhouse's Truth or Dare. I think those are marked down as $7.99.
Nice.
Batman Ninja. It's a recent animated one. Have you seen this yet?
I got sent a copy of it. I'm supposed to watch it. I need to watch it.
Pull your daughter aside.
Okay.
This is the most bonkers Batman movie ever made.
Wow.
Because it's supposed to be kind of an anime style version of Batman, and the legend and legacy is so. Basically, in the very opening, Batman gets sent through time. There's a time machine element. And he gets shot back into, like, early days Japan.
Everyone's been calling me the most powerful man in Japan. The Demon King, Lord Joker.
Where am I? From the look of it, this is ancient Japan.
Our master has ordered us to kill him on sight.
The Joker.
That's right, Bats.
Who relieved you with us, Master Bruce? They're all trying to take over this country and rewrite history.
And when he gets there, he actually, because the Joker created this time machine thing, he gets there and then the Joker's already been there. Not only has he already been there, he's like conquered a part of Japan, and now the other fractions of Japan are conquered by like the Penguin and Two-Face. Like, they brought all of the Rogues Gallery to this part of Japan.
That's insane.
And then, like, out of nowhere, minor spoiler, but out of nowhere, it's like Alfred shows up and he's like, well, of course I'm here. So it's like everybody from the entire Batman universe is in like ancient Japan fighting, like, and with samurai swords and stuff. And that's not even a fraction of how bonkers this movie gets. It's like everything you love about, you know, Japan anime is in this. It's one of my favorite animated movies they did. And I think they even have it. I watched it obviously in English, but I think they actually have a
dub version.
Yeah, they have a Japanese version with subtitles.
Wow.
Which might be interesting to watch.
Nice. Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja is awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. And then to wrap up, I have a few that I ordered that apparently are not coming until like next year, which I always find funny. I ordered The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Fincher one, because I'd never seen it. And it's been enough. I think it was when it came out, it was too close to the other trilogy, which I love. That I'm like, it's been long enough that I think I could watch this completely on its own and judge it as its own movie. But apparently it's arriving between December 31st and February 4th.
Wow.
Which is a weird...
small window.
Weird thing for Amazon to do. Not nearly as shocking as A Quiet Place, which I got for like $8, which apparently is expected January 29th through February 13th.
Wow.
Just so you know, it's November 24th right now.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense to me, but all right, I'll get my Black Friday deal.
I'm feeling that's going to... I think that's going to get updated.
I hope so.
But...
and that's about it. That's more than enough.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I wanted to do this is because most of these are arriving today, and we will most likely be interrupted at some point with a knock on the door as several of my packages start showing up. So, what did you get? And do you do the same thing? Do you mostly go through Blu-ray.com?
I do a mixed bag. I have been paying a little more attention to some of the boutiques this past couple years. Because certain labels like Vinegar Syndrome and Severin are doing these special bundles and special releases. And Vinegar has done mystery releases the last several years. And I'm always curious what those are going to be. They turned out to be, for me, Vinegar Syndrome wise, a couple good titles in Mausoleum and The Children.
Oh yeah, which, the old Children. Yes. I think Troma put that out at one point.
Absolutely.
They're normal, everyday children. They like playing games and having fun. They're like everybody's children, except that something terrifying happened to them. Pray you never meet them.
Jenny, darling, is that you? Mama!
The Children, rated R.
Now playing at the Lakeshore and Washington Drive-In Theaters.
Speaking of bonkers, it's a nutty movie about some kids whose school bus rides through a radioactive cloud. They become infected, and then they kill people by hugging them.
Yes.
So that is the premise of that movie.
And the only way to defeat them is to cut their hands off?
I think so. It's something weird. It's something weird. But it's really a gem, and it's a lot of fun. And then Mausoleum is just nuts.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, I think sold out.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure if sometimes I can't tell if it's just like the special slipcase version or what, but I think they said it actually sold out and that they are actually in the process of canceling some orders that I don't know what they deem necessary, but that they will have some more at some point through the site. But so that one was a hit, a big hit. And actually that's one that was, there's a Twitter and an Instagram I followed, a guy who goes by Dawn of the Discs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you know
him. I
know
Dawn of the Discs, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's always on top of the genre releases, like the minute that they're announced. Like he is Johnny on the spot with that. But so he'll post sometimes little forum things, and there was some forum comment from Code Red Bill that was like, I know the actual rights owner to this movie, and if this is actually what they're releasing, like basically I'm lawyering up, baby, and he's gonna like sue them or something.
Sure.
I don't know what's happening, but clearly they were just like, whatever. They, you know, I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. I'm not saying Bill doesn't, I'm sure he does, but there's some conflict of ownership with this movie.
Are you gonna believe the guy that dresses up like a banana or
he does make it difficult at times. He does. Although they just announced that Rituals is finally coming along with The Psychic, Fulci's The Psychic.
Yeah.
I saw this on Dawn of the Discs too, actually. It was either Bill or Walt that announced that the discs are going to the replicators now, and it should be on Ronin Flicks in about 3 weeks. So those are both first day purchases for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but...
And by the way, I think one of the things that these boutique labels do, which I know is exciting to me, I almost, as a collector, I shudder. My heart flutters at the words 50% off.
Yeah.
You know, things you would never consider buying, but it's half off.
Yeah.
You know, right?
No, does that time. Work for you? No, absolutely it does. Absolutely it does.
That's the magic number.
It is. 50% is a big deal, and when I post Blu-ray deals on my Twitter, if it's 50 or below, I try to make it... there's usually an exclamation point following that because it's like, hey, this is a pretty good deal. So anyway, through Vinegar, I got those two, and then I also got The Cutting Class, which is coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had a whole bunch of variations on that cover. There was one by Jay Shaw, who's done a bunch of art for Criterion and some others. It's got like a skull with a trampoline on the top, and that was the one I went for. They've got another movie called Sudden Fury coming out, and Beware My Brethren. I don't know Beware My Brethren. It sounds like religious horror, but I'm curious enough to try it. And then Sudden Fury, I've heard, and I don't even remember what I heard about it. It's just one of those where I'm like, I remember somebody that posted on my blog liked this movie. Maybe it was from the Canucksploitation guy. Yeah, it might have been that. Anyway, so that's what I got from them. And then one of my favorite labels, Indicator, is having a sale as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so they... I ended up going hog wild on that. I got Wolf, Vampires, Ghosts of Mars, The Wild One, Lady from Shanghai, The Fortune, Housekeeping, and 10 Rillington Place. And a lot of these have come out through Twilight Time, but these guys in Indicator tend to either port over Twilight Time extras or they get their own stuff based upon Q&As that have happened in the UK. For instance, the Ghosts of Mars and Vampires have a Q&A, a two-part thing with Carpenter that's not on either of those discs domestically. So I was like, okay, I love him enough that...
That's worth it.
Yeah, I'll get it for that. You know. Anyway, Indicator, I know I've just put out an episode on their William Castle set.
Oh, man.
And it's something else. I've got one coming down the way here for their Night of the Demons set, which is also amazing. Those are not included.
I gotta
included.
Get that. Did that sell out yet?
I don't think so, but boy, that's among my favorite releases of the year for sure.
It's a little pricey.
It is a little pricey, but trust me when I say it's one of the most stacked discs that I've seen in a while. Like, you know, above Criterion level stuff for me.
For Night of the Demon.
For Night of the Demon. But I mean, granted, this is the 1957 Night of the Demon classic horror film.
Yeah.
I think it deserves that.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Not to get too sidetracked. But speaking of Criterion, you and I both got the Ingmar Bergman set, which is...
Which, honestly, buying that alone should have put a kibosh on all our...
I know, it really should have.
But it's kind of like, yeah.
It kind of opened the door for me.
It did. It started... I need to save more for next year. Yeah. Because, like, right now, there's, like, the Twilight Zone is the complete... It's, like, $46.
It's insane. I wish I hadn't bought it.
Exactly.
I think I got it at not 50% off, definitely. This is more than... It's, like, it's 60% off. It's insane.
Yeah. So, I can't pull the trigger on that because I've already spent too much. But no regrets, man. And yeah, that Bergman set. Because the thing is, it retails for $300, and with Criterion's half off sale, both Amazon and Barnes and Noble were doing the half off, and it comes to it's $150, and you're talking about something like 39, 40, 41 movies, like his complete discography. And I have a few of them, and I haven't seen all of them, but you know, things like Virgin Spring and Seven Seal. There's so many great. It's worth it.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And for those that have seen the Herschel Gordon Lewis box set from Arrow, I posted a picture on Twitter to show you they're about the same size.
Wow,
they're really big boxes. And that was something I think I didn't fully get the gravitas of when I saw pictures posted. I'm like, oh, it looks like a nice little quaint little set.
No,
but it's huge, ginormous, must weigh, I heard somebody say, about 8 pounds. It's like,
oh wow,
it's epic. And yeah, it's got an incredible book in it. It's really something.
And when we say book, like normally a book that comes with these, like the Arrows, is like a little paperback.
It's a booklet.
No, this is a coffee table hardcover book that's in there about Bergman. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What a package.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine, Eric J. Lawrence. He's, KCRW DJ, big film guy, has done lists for me. He said that he's already halfway through the book, and they apparently have some kind of order that they want you to watch the films in.
Yeah.
And he's following that order. I'm like, whoa, I don't know what that is. Because it may not be chronological. Maybe some other
way. It's not. Yeah, I think it was on the website where they curated it like a Bergman Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
So they actually have suggested double features and exactly the order you should go. So I think I might have to follow that.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty cool that, A, the box exists. It's one of their most epic releases they've ever done. And stunning to just hold in your hand.
Yeah.
But to do that other thing of just going beyond and curating the double features and things, I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
I loved his sense of theater, the fact that you could have death as a character and talking to people.
Do you think it's fact?
He is one of those directors who can do movies where there is not a single joke in the whole movie.
I don't see the films as funny. I mean, sometimes an exasperation. It's like, oh, God, don't do that. And they do it.
Bergman was just so unafraid.
If he wanted something weird to happen in his script, he could just do it.
But it seems to be doing incredibly well because Barnes & Noble cannot keep it in stock. I think right now they're saying I've heard a couple people on Twitter saying their stuff is showing shipping in February, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was able to place a Barnes & Noble order, cancel it, and then it wavers on Amazon back down to the $150 price. And I caught a day, I think Black Friday, maybe the day before, where it was at $150, I'm like, I'm going to give it a shot on Amazon, and boom, it came through. So maybe keep an eye on it there. It may happen again in the next few days.
Well, and if it's still, oh wow, it's not even available on Amazon right now.
Right now it's gone. But
it's totally gone. But also I've been recommending to people, if I think we'll get this out before the end of the month, but if it's still November, Barnes & Noble's November half-off sale is still happening. And so your best shot is to physically find one in a store. Maybe check some local ones and buy it in person.
Yeah, you and I were tweeting about it when I saw yours, and screenwriter Josh Olson commented that for us, one of the local stores actually had it in stock. So, you know, check through their website. There may be a way to either acquire it through an in-store purchase special order. Probably not, but maybe somebody's got it in store. So definitely check that. That's the best way to go. But holy smokes, is that thing impressive.
Yeah, really very great. Much. Very much so.
So in terms of other stuff, I think I mentioned the 4K stuff. I went Halloween.
Yeah.
My daughter's really been getting into the Dark Crystal a lot lately.
Oh.
So that was like $15. So I'm getting the Dark Crystal.
What's that?
It's a Landstrider standing
Tamar. Dopar. Dopar.
How did you learn to call them?
The Podlings taught me.
And then John Wick was $7.99. Everybody tells me that is... Here's a little shocker. I've still not seen John Wick.
Oh, man. You're in for a treat.
I lost everything. It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
That nobody is John Wick. On October 24th.
Hey, John.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
John Wick.
How good's your laundry?
No one's that good. October 24th.
Yeah, I'm excited.
If you know nothing about it, it's even better.
I mean, I know about the dog. I know the vagueness of that's come out, but I don't know too much else. And so I haven't seen either of them, and I've been dying to.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it for 4K.
Yep.
I also got Goodfellas because we're working on the Scorsese stuff right now. I'm like, this will be a fun way to watch it. And then I got Blade Runner, the original.
Nice.
Although I've heard that the new Blade Runner is, you know, high quality stuff, like blow your mind looking at it kind of stuff. So
yeah,
I may keep an eye on that one. Ready Player One is another one I'm thinking about that I'd love to see. I'm just thinking about those really big sort of special effects movies that will look the best.
I bought them both in 3D from Amazon UK.
Nice.
And yes, the
that's a bummer.
Both
it can't be
look
both,
terrific.
You know?
Yeah, I wish they could come. They'd come out here in 3D still.
Yeah.
But I went 3D. I'm not on the 4K train yet.
I'm slowly getting on board. There was a really good deal for a TV through Costco, and I might be getting that. So we'll see. That's my first TV purchase in probably about 4 or 5 years. And before that, it was like at least 6, 7. It'd been a while.
Wow.
Like I don't upgrade my TVs very much.
Yeah.
So somebody watches as much physical media as I do. I don't upgrade my system too much.
Hmm.
I tend to put that money straight into discs. It's hard to, you know, sometimes it's hard to justify, like, well, there's a whole lot of discs in
that you could get for that price.
Yeah, but at this point I'm like, you know what? It's not going to be any cheaper than it is now, or even maybe, but the prices are looking pretty good for that. So I'm going to jump in. But I think that's mostly my Black Friday stuff. I can't think of anything else. Oh, I did do the Severin. I think I got the bundle.
Oh, cool.
Which is All the Colors of the Dark, All the Colors of Giallo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that a documentary?
I think it's a documentary.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
what
we were trying to figure out. And then they have a Mondo Bizarro or something, another something weird box set, and something called Skinner.
Oh, I love Skinner.
With Ted Raimi, which I can't remember if I've seen that or not, but
Skinner's really obscure and weird, and it's Ted Raimi is a serial killer, and the one victim that got away is chasing him, and it's Tracy Lords.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's like around 1990, so it's kind of got that, it's got that direct-to-video flavor from back then where direct-to-video wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like, and again, it's been years since I've seen it, so don't hold me to it, but
I'm already getting
it. Like Relentless, you know, like kind of like in that vein, but definitely more on the B side. But I remember loving that movie, and I had it on DVD for a while, so I think it's pretty impressive that they did a Blu-ray of Skinner.
Yeah, no, that is cool. I wish they'd do a Blu-ray of Relentless.
Yeah, I wonder where the rights are to that.
I don't know.
I'd love to see all four of them on. Yeah. They made a whole franchise out of that movie.
Judd Nelson's really good in Relentless.
Yeah.
So funny, my wife and I were in the Valley about 2 weeks ago, and we were at a Whole Foods, and Judd Nelson was in there, and I was like, holy shit, it's Judd Nelson. And so we didn't want to bother him while he was shopping, but then we're sitting outside with our friends having coffee. He came out, and he had a motorcycle, you know, bad boy that he is,
mm-hmm.
and he took literally like 20 minutes just tooling around with his motorcycle. I'm not kidding. He was standing in the parking lot for 20. So eventually my wife was like, I'm just going to go and say
hi.
And she did, and he was super sweet and everything. It almost seemed like he wanted us at that point, but it was really nice that he was cool about it and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see him. I don't know. It was just one of those things.
Yeah, I helped him at Amoeba when I used to work there a few times, and it was super cool.
He was nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's so funny because it's like you do that sort of thing, and like you try to be cool, and then the second he walked away, of course somebody made some sort of Breakfast Club like remark or quote.
Yeah, it's tough. So, it's tough with that kind of stuff. But So anyway, that's, I think, the most of the Black Friday stuff I think we did.
Yeah. And let us know. I mean, we'd love to hear from you. What was your favorite purchases or deals that you got? How do you find this stuff? I think Blu-ray.com is definitely the way to go in terms of staying on top of deals. But yeah, I mean, Dawn of the Discs, I guess I gotta follow and keep tabs on that Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't do as much with the deals. I mean, it's more about announcements, and he's fully dialed into just about any genre label that you can think of. He is way on top of it. Definitely follow his Instagram. He's also on Twitter, Dawn of the Discs. But yeah, we just wanted to do a little quickie talk about Black Friday shopping for collectors. And, you know, like Rob said, I'm curious if anybody has some other ways that they like to keep track of things. I'd love to know. Not that I need to spend more money.
Exactly.
But anyway, thank you, Rob, for coming on to talk Black Friday stuff.
Thank you for having me, man.
I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
We'll talk to you soon. Everybody have a fun and Blu-ray filled week. Bye-bye.